not any sweeter than any of the others. It just comes across as sweet. And this is sort of the same thing. This isn't, it isn't sticky like there's more residual sugar in it. It just gives you that sweetness. This is lovely. This is,
yeah, I think
this is really opened up in the,
I think because of the, you know, the maple syrup, the jam, the, and those things, you just, it's perceived as sticky, you know? And,
yeah,
you know, it kind of comes through like that.
And with the water and with the air, this one's significantly better.
I think this got better with time.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
You guys waited too low. Right?
Yeah, 100%, 100% better with time, and 100% better with a little bit of water, because it really brought the flavors out. It just sort of popped. So we're going to be giving the Blackwood Single Barrel Number 2 Kentucky Straight Bourbon 4 sips.
That's classified.
So far, so good. So we will be back with our next whiskey.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we are talking about some fantastic whiskeys from Blackwood. So we're going to go on to Brent and going to have him tell us about our next one.
Thanks, Bob. The next one is the Blackwood Toasted Rye. This is batch number 3, 59.5% ABV. That's 119 proof. It's a mash bill of 95% rye, 5% malted barley. Color on this one, again, 69.70 copper's penny.
Yeah,
right around there. On the nose, oh my God. Fabuloso. No, I got a...
For the people who don't live in South Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you don't explain Fabuloso.
Fabuloso is a cleaner that the Latin ladies use when they come in and clean your home. But
or Latin men.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Don't be so sexist. My house uses it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean,
it's fantastic south of the border is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
literally what I got was a... was like a flowery lavender nose, a floral nose to it.
You know, and what? I agree with you when you first talked about it, but it's changed with air.
It's
changed. It's more sweet. It's not as lavender, that earthy, beautiful floral note. It's gotten sweeter.
But, you know, on the palate, it was a really soft palate. I got a little light vanilla, and even though this is a rye, I got like a little like a wheat field to it, you know, which was surprising to me.
Yeah,
which,
you're exactly right.
You know, which and I'm like, how am I getting wheat on a rye bourbon? Doesn't quite make sense to me, but that's what I got. Harm, what do you say? How do you follow that up?
You don't even know who's at the table anymore.
I know that. Well,
he's gone blind.
He was asleep.
Yeah. Okay. So the notes we had originally don't even apply anymore, because when we first had it was sweet lavender, and on the nose and on the palate, mouth coating. That's still the same. It's very mouth coating. The floral notes is great. The black pepper, cinnamon, just blowing out of here. I don't get any dill. This is like, you see that 95.5 recipe. You think about MGP because that's their standard recipe. And that's a big dill bomb. I'm not getting any of that.
No, this I don't get any dill on it at all.
Adding some water to it, so you get a lot of pepper that comes out on it.
I put a couple drops of water in mine afterwards, and it's just a really beautiful balance of sweet and spice. It's tons of baked cinnamon, a little bit of just a hint of cardamom, and I don't know.
The cardamom's definitely there.
Baking spices.
Yeah.
But it's just a hint.
Yeah.
And there's like a candied ginger on the finish.
Green or black cardamom?
Oh, it's definitely black. It's not
definitely
green.
Black. Yeah, I'm with you. This one's delicious. I honestly, I can't really say any more about it. It's gotten better with air, but this one I loved when we first opened it. The flower bomb that it was in the nose has gotten sweeter.
It's not as floral now. It's more spicy.
Yeah, the flower has come down. The sweetness in the nose has come up, but the palate is still there. It's got a great finish. The finish goes on for a long while. And I'm with you. That was my first thought is I'm not getting any dough off of this.
You see that 95.5 recipe? You think
yeah.
it's still.
Yeah, you're
you
know, thinking MGP. You're thinking, and nothing wrong with it. It's just every distillery has their.
I'm going to do a crass commercial bit.
Beam has the peanuts. Dickel has the Flintstones. Everybody has their flavor, but this one's not coming through.
I bought a private barrel of Hard Truth, which is a 94.6. And there's no dill there. It's caramel. Mm-hmm. What about you, Justin?
So it was sweet and malty on the nose, vanilla. The nose was hard to draw in the beginning, but it came out after time. There were floral notes to it. On the palate, I got a high rye hit. And then it was a medium finish on the front mid palate for this one. It's pretty much a classic rye.
Yeah.
You know,
this is everything you want in a rye.
Yeah.
If you want a rye,
you have this. You're like, yeah, I had a rye.
The spice is there on the back end.
I prefer a spicier rye. This is different to me. This is
well,
more sweet.
Well, the spice is on the finish. It's not up front.
Because it's toasted. So it's. Yeah. So you
yeah,
have
you're
that,
getting that
you know,
toasted
so
barrel floral sweet in the front. But on the back end, you're still getting all the rye spice. So it's just different. I love this one. So we're going to be giving the Blackwood Toasted Rye Batch Number 3A well-deserved 4 sips. Way to go, Justin.
Classified.
So that takes us to our last one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that.
So many Justins on this show.
I know. I need a scorecard. So we're going to talk about Blackwood Single Barrel Rye Founder's Pick. 55% alcohol by volume, 110 proof. The color, like an 80s copper penny. The nose... I got the kerosene lamp, the potpourri. It's kind of like the 39-year-old girlfriend's house. When you're a young man, you go in there and you're like, oh, it's going to be a good day. Palette's woody. Big rye hit.
I've been married too long, man. I forgot about that.
You tramp. You're just a tramp. Yeah.
The finish is really long and luxurious. Like hopefully your evening would be in 1999. When you enjoyed
with
that.
With a 39-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah.
In 1999, how old was that? 32?
11. Yeah.
Water. You're a complete.
Sometimes, too many times, it brings once, back a memory. Yeah. You know?
He's hitting the wrong ball.
What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah. Well, on the nose, I did get that floral potpourri kind of nose. And I'm like, how is this happening again on another bourbon? Like, Bob's got to be washing
out.
Well,
it's a rye, not a bourbon. I picked a lot of floral ryes for the store. This is good.
Yeah. You know, and stuff. So, on the palate, I got rye, pepper, a little bit of orange, some light tannins, a little bit of wood notes from it and stuff. It's very nice. I mean, I enjoyed it all around. I added water. Everything kind of seemed to pop a little bit more. Very enjoyable.
So last time we were in Kentucky, I think I met one of the Justins. Was that one or we met both Justins?
You met one.
So I met one of the Justins. They have the same kind of picks I get. I love this style. This is a garden. This is a bouquet of flowers. The orange peel is a little bit muted here. This is gorgeous. This is my deal.
And you know, fair disclosure, all of us, you know, three of us here at the table are pretty good friends with both of the Justins, and I've known them. I've known Sloan for more years than I care to admit. But that being said,
I don't know any of them. I just met one once.
These boys know what the heck they're doing, and there's a reason that the House of Bourbon is what it is, and it's because they know what the heck they're doing. And we did their first release when they were kind enough to send us samples of the very first release, and they know what the heck they're doing. This one's delicious.
It's a bouquet of flowers. The orange peel is muted.
The orange peel is definitely there, though.
But it's muted. It's not, but the pepper comes out. The
orange peel is sort of like that shelf underneath holding the flowers. Yeah, it's there.
There's a hint of the dill, but it's not overpowering. This is not a.
I get the dill more on the palate than the nose. Yeah, I don't get it on the palate.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it on the nose at all, which is usually where I get the get the dill, which is fine. I mean, I have no problem with the dill.
This is the style I picked for my store too. This is great.
Yeah,
yummy.
This one is absolutely delicious.
Brent, what do you think about this? The finish. Did you talk about the finish?
Yeah, well, the finish. I like the finish. It's a nice long finish. This one, it's not as long as the we had earlier of that cathedral pick.
Oh, no, something different. You're not going to get that except at the distillery.
There's
a reason those are limited editions.
Exactly. But this is a nice finish. I love the length of this. This is good.
Yeah. Well, if you are in the Louisville area or Lexington area, there's a House of Bourbon in both cities. And if you go in there, they will absolutely have Blackwood there and honestly grab any one of them.
Are they selling Blackwood in Florida yet?
No.
Yes, but very limited quantities. So
I haven't seen a distributor with this stuff. I'd like to get some of this in my store.
Well, we're going to give the Blackwood Single Barrel Rye Founder's Pick, well deserved, 4 sips.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I think we've drunk well.
Very well.
Yeah, I can't complain about today. So
nope.
I didn't spill a drop on me, so I drank well.
That's good.
Yeah.
You have a drinking problem like an airplane? Yeah.
Chevy Chase had the best drinking problem.
I want to thank our co-hosts for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Today was truly a pleasure. I can say that.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. And I hope whatever horse you picked for the Derby, it came in the roses.
And thank you, Harm.
You know, Norman, I thank you and I mean it, but this was a bourbon show, man. Bring me a Scotch show.
Bring me
a Scotch show.
Don't.
I want to see Brent in distress.
No.
Next.
Don't do it.
For Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining. So remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey, and fortunately today hasn't been a problem.
There was no bad whiskey today. That Cathedral French Oak.
We have had bad whiskey before in our lives.
Yeah, we have, but this is...
Not today,
not today.
Yahoo.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap...
Just tap it in.
...the subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to TGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Thank you. We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Go, baby. so I don't pop out like a cha-cha. Taking care of me and mine, better call off. All the shit I had to do, better fall off. To a new dimension, but my peace of mind protecting. Baby, got a one-way ticket, don't test me. Better lose these digits, don't text me. If you try calling on my line, make sure your signal's on high-five. Can't ask about you every time. But your network is your network. I'm fine. Just need above every time. Sensitive to waves, see it as a sign. And if I'm oscillating or debating, then I'm better off getting dirty. I lay up in my bed like, think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Need to stop so I feel right. Take a minute to breathe. I think I need to go red light. Think I need to go home. Bring in the big guns. Only going outside for some real ones. Any lesson I'm leaving till the day's done. Going A1 in my true era. I dare you to say something. That's what I thought, stayed on. 8+ hours till the sun's up. Got a date with my duvet. Waiting on a new daylight. I got lost on you. Froze up like a yoga game through. Light flashing before my eyes. Heart beating like I might die. Wish I could run, wish I could fight. Liquid gold, only thing keeping me sane. Memories on my mind, hits like a stain. Told my mama quit this time, but it hurts to lie. I lay up in my bed, I think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Need to stop so I feel right. Take a minute to breathe. I think I need to go red light. Think I need to go, think I need to go. I know why. Cold hard time to get mine. Cut me up, now it's time to leap back in a line. When I'm feeling like I know why. Cold hard time to get mine. Cut me up, now it's time.
Verse.